You struggled at the beginning of the season. He talked about that. But then you just caught fire. What was that? What was that mentality like?
Just knowing that we needed another guy to help, like whether it was scoring or playmaking or defender, like we just needed another guy to step up. And I think just after that conversation where he was like, basically like, I'm gonna let you like just play your game and don't worry about nothing else. I felt like I really took that conversation to heart, and I started to play like more free, and like that kind of just helped me towards the end of the season just play like how I knew I could. So
it's gone. Miles Tredd becomes the 38th player in the history of Nittany Lion basketball to go over 1,000 career points.
What's up, everybody? It's Miles Tredd, host of the Heat Check presented by State Media. Super excited to have you guys on the show. We're gonna have weekly episodes with former Penn State basketball players and other hoopers across the Big Ten. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We really appreciate you guys' support. Enjoy the show.
College football tees, college basketball tees, whatever you need, Mercury has you covered with the best merch out there. We're talking about high quality clothing, inexpensive, and the best part is I have a 15% discount for everybody who goes and gets some right now. Use the code below, hit the link in the description, and go get your merch now. Use the code to get 15% off. What are you waiting on? Go do it.
Welcome back to the newest episode of the Heat Check. It's your host, Miles Tredd. And I got a great guest on with us today, one of the funniest dudes I've ever met. Known this dude for a real long time. My man, number 11, Cam Winner. Cam, what's up, bro? What's the deal? Now,
appreciate you having me.
Man, I want to get right to it because I want the audience to really get to know who Cam Winner is. But first, I want to talk about how our relationship kind of started. Tell everybody kind of, you know, how we met and, you know, what that kind of attributed to over time.
Man, so we probably played bunch of games. AAU when we was like 9 years old, just y'all playing in New York, us playing in Maryland a lot. Almost like every weekend, we was in the same tournaments. So just playing against each other, my parents knowing your parents after a while, and just battling. I mean, we got y'all a bunch of times, especially when we came down to Maryland. But y'all got a couple wins, just a couple. So
there's a picture out there of me kissing the MVP trophy after winning in the Riverside Church. Just letting you know, it's floating around there somewhere. I just wanted you to be clear on that.
That was a little disrespectful, but we got y'all back though. We came to Maryland and got some dubs, so it's okay. All good. But all good. Yeah, just that time, just seeing how we went from 9 years old playing AAU to playing on the same college team 10, 12 years later was it's crazy to even think about. Just on my visit, I remember you was still hurt. So, like, you was sitting there watching the workout, and I was watching the workout. You came to dinner with us, and, like, it was just comfortable for me. Like, I knew you for so long, so it was like, it was easy.
I was like, man, stop playing, bro. Go ahead and sign that paper, bro. You already know you like, you know you coming, bro. Like, stop messing around. Not too far from the crib. You was talking about all these other places. You talking about, like, Texas and Chicago. I'm like, I know Miss Gloria ain't driving all the way out there. I tell you that right now. That ain't gonna happen. So,
because like even when I was about to visit, like I was 2 days before my visit, you called me. I was like Miles. I was like, oh, man,
bro. I think a lot of people have a little bit of discrepancy. This is one of the biggest, probably the oldest arguments in basketball. What area has the best high school basketball, the best grassroots programs in the country? I know you're a little bit biased, so let's take New York, and I'm going to take the DMV out of it if we believe that those two are the best, right? Let's take those two out of it. Outside of those two areas, who, in your opinion, now that you're a coach now, Coach Cam, who has the best two grassroots areas in the country?
I'm going to say, for since I'm a coach for recruiting purposes, I'm going to say Philly. But Texas, I like Texas hoopers. Like, I think they're good hoopers. Like, they come all-around players, athletic. Like, they do everything on the court. Like, I like Texas hoopers. I think they got it.
I mean, like I said, we talked about it earlier, you know, I'm a DMV guy. We're going to take it out of it. But I love two different places just purely because of their raw toughness. Like, talent, yes, there's talent, but you got some absolute dogs from Philly and from Detroit, bro. Like, you got some real dogs that's going to come at you and it's going to keep coming at you and keep coming at you until the game is over with. And you're going to know. You might be better than them. You might be more talented, but you like, man, he tough. You know, playing against some of them Philly high school teams growing up, like, you know, we had a lot of talent. We had a lot of good basketball players. And we beat most of the Philly teams that we played, except for maybe one or two. But physical basketball games every single time. Every time.
That's Philly tough.
Philly tough. Philly tough. So I mentioned it a little bit. You know, you talked about it. That was the most political answer I could ever imagine. So I appreciate you coming on here being Mr. Politician.
Yeah, it's New York. It's New York, though. I'll give it. All these other players can have their flowers, but we got the best hoopers. But we going to keep going. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, dog. But Cam Winter is now a coach, a special assistant to the head coach at Temple University. Took a different route than a lot of people did. You know, that's why me and Cam also became a little bit closer, because we took different routes than, you know, guys that went to play on and play professional ball. How are you feeling about the transition from playing, lifting weights, running, eating a certain way, working out a certain way every day, to now being a coach and sitting on a bench and having a clipboard? I watched the game the other day. You was holding a clipboard, bro. What is going on?
Nah, I mean, it's definitely different. It was a little bit weird at the beginning. Just, I mean, I'm used to just hooping every single day. Like, that's what I've been doing my whole life. So, just to be in like a different role, it's been good for me. But you see the game a lot differently from the bench than when you played. So now, like, all the stuff the coaches was yelling at me for on the bench, and I was like, yeah, y'all tripping. Now you see it from the bench and you like, oh, like, maybe they was right. Like,
so like, is it weird that you have to wear khaki pants every day when you go coach? Or is it like you enjoy getting dressed up differently for game day now?
I mean, we put the Lulu pants on.
So, oh, okay.
We comfy. Yeah, we comfy.
And our Coach Fish, I know they gonna be comfortable regardless.
Yeah, you know him.
So playing in the AAC, you know, that's a different conference. But describe the level of play. Like, I know you guys have played against some very, very talented dudes. Like, you know, being a coach, how can you bring your expertise to some of these younger guys that you're trying to coach up? Like, I'm not 34. Like, I just got done playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this is – if you do this, you're going to be successful. Like, how do you kind of ingrain that into you guys' heads?
I mean, I think just the – even just the year at Penn State, a year in the Big Ten, like, that helps you see the game a little differently than you would before, because it's just – you get more experience. Like, I mean – the American has a lot of talented dudes. But like I said, being in the Big Ten, like, you've seen all the talent, like, that's out there. You've seen the most physical teams already. Like, so just kind of passing that on to the guys, like, understand the game a little bit. Like, if it's physical, you got to be more physical than them. Or, like, even just little niches of the game that helped me when I played, I try to pass that knowledge on. And I mean, it's been great for me so far.
So a little bit more about let's move into the personal side of the transition, right? You know, you still gotta eat, you still gotta work out, you still gotta find ways to, you know, still be Cam winner. It's gotta be a different feel. I know it is for me. When you try to go to the weight room and you don't have a big, strong, bald dude yelling at you to tell you to lift weights and lift it heavier and faster and with more energy at 6 o'clock in the morning. I know it's got to be at least a little bit different for you. Tell me about your experience trying to stay fit and stay in shape after being done playing.
I try to get a workout in every single day. I mean, it's nothing like a G workout. Like,
there ain't nothing like a G workout. Yeah, I didn't expect you to do that.
Yeah, I'm cool off those for the rest of my life. I will say that. Shout out to G, but I'm cool.
Shout out Big Body, man. We got to get Big Body on the show. He got to be our next guest. Come on, man.
But, yeah, I mean, just having that, still having that motivation to, like, stay in shape is the biggest thing. But it's a lot more relaxed when you could do it on your own time or at your own pace. Even if you still lift the heavy weights, you do it at your own pace now. It's like, you don't gotta be going from rack to rack lifting all these heavy weights. Like, no more Friday mornings. I'm cool. I'm relaxed.
I think I mentioned Friday mornings a couple times in a few of my other episodes, Cam. Can you explain to them just a brief little timeline, I guess, of what a Friday morning workout is in the summer and going into the preseason? Like, what's a Friday morning workout like?
Boot camp on steroids. Like, it's just on, it's like in the back of your mind all week. Like, it's just like, yo, you still gotta get through Friday. Like, you could be feeling great about the week on Thursday. Like, I had a great week. It's like, Friday's still right there though. Like, but just when you wake up on Friday, like, everybody know what time it is. Like,
bro, I used to sleep.
Yeah, like, you know, when you wake up on Friday morning at, like, 5 o'clock, I mean, you just know what time it is. Like, you better come locked in. Like, you better come locked in. If you don't walk in locked in, it's over for you.
Locked in, you better eat.
You better hydrate. You better do all that. Like,
because if you don't,
no shot. You got no shot.
Like, it'll show. But, remember that the stadium stairs day? We did all the stadium stairs at Beaver Stadium.
That day was crazy. And the day in Haluba was crazy, too.
Bro,
that day was crazy.
That's why I think we became so close, though, bro. Like, our team was so connected because of the shared hardship. Like, I think that's the biggest thing that I miss, for sure. Like, after being mortified for a whole week about what's going to happen on Friday. I don't know if we're about to be in the sand pit, on the track, on the hill, on the lacrosse field, the football field, like, whatever it is, whatever his tools of mass destruction gave us. that 10 to 15 minutes after the workout is over, like, we listening to music, like, we dying, like, we sitting there.
Yeah, just sitting there, can't move. Like,
but we laughing and joking because we like, man, we just made it through the week. Like,
yeah.
Like, we did it. That was not easy, bro, at all.
I think the biggest thing about those days were just like, you doing it with your teammates and like, we just encouraging each other the whole time. Like, we all going through the same thing. Like, it's hard as, like, it's just a, it's a hard workout. Like, there's nothing like it. It's undescribable. But, like, just the guy next to you being like, yo, like, we good. Like, just keep going. Like, just everybody encouraging each other, like, helped a lot. And it was all competition. So, like, that's what we do. We compete. Like, we love to compete. So.
That's another thing about Greg Miskinis, too. He did the workout before we did it. So, we couldn't complain. Like, what could we say? Like, he's like, yeah, I just did the workout too. So he's wiping sweat off as he's telling us to start stretching. We're like, dude, you was up at 4 a.m.? He was like, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. But actually, it was like 3:30.
Shout out to us. We won. We won. So that's all that matters. We've toughest team.
Toughest team sets the rules. Shout out Coach Ruse, man.
Won, man. So.
So. I appreciate, you know, everything that's happened. And to be honest, because those moments made us tougher, we started to see some stretches at the end of the games where we was kind of fighting through and winning towards the end of the season, because I feel as though we were the hardest working team in the country. You were the recipient of a few of those blessings of being tough at the end of the game with two back-to-back buzzer beaters, the last two regular season games of the season, cementing yourself in Penn State basketball history as the reason that we went to the NCAA tournament. How does that feel?
I mean, there was a million reasons we went to the tournament. Like, everybody had big games. Like, that was one thing about our team is, like, multiple guys could score 20, 25 on one night, on any given night. So, but, I mean, those game winners were, like, I was just blessed. Like, right place at the right time for honestly, both of them. But the crazy thing about the Maryland one was, like, I just remember that whole game, like, we was just trying to chip away at the lead. And we was just playing so hard, and we come back to the huddle next media, the score's still the same. We all looking at each other, huffing and puffing, like, and everybody was playing hard, like we had to win that game. Like, we come the next media, we like, yo, let's get it down to like 8. We come the next media, score's still the same. We like, oh. So we just
like, normally we have a lot to say. We like, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. Me and Seth, we sit next to each other, like, good job, bro.
Yeah, like, we just, like, it just wasn't going our way that day. Like, it just wasn't, but we found a way. And, I mean, like, right, like I said, right place, right time. I never crashed the glass. So that's really the only reason I got that rebound is because I don't crash the glass. So my guy didn't look to see if I was going. So
Cam doesn't know. What you didn't know, Cam, was that you didn't crash the glass because you can't jump. So, like, it was your responsibility to get back on defense.
Bounced. I got bounced. I get timely offensive rebounds.
Well, we can see.
You know, I really do get boards, but like sometimes Pick be stealing boards. I get boards.
Oh, Pickett and Seth are absolutely stat patterns. They stole plenty of rebounds from everyone. And I will try to find the film on that one. There's been times. Don't get it twisted. Pickett's triple double. Yeah, he stole about 2 or 3 of mine, but I let him have it though because I wanted him.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Get your triple double, bro. That's gonna make you feel better. Cool. I wanted 7 boards today, but that's fine. That's cool.
See, that's a sacrifice. That's a sacrifice.
Sacrifice to win. Oh, yeah. That senior night game, Coach Shrewsbury stopped and called out each and every one of the seniors. He talked about Eshaun and how great of a teammate he was, and Mikey for just having a positive attitude and, you know, just continuing to ask, what can he do? How can I make the team better? He get the Funk, and he talking about, man, like, and Funk did hit some big-time shots, bro. Like we were numb to it because we were together, but Funk hit some big-time shots, bro. Like, seriously. Then he get to you. And he said, man, in one of his press conferences, he was talking about how he just had to let you go and let you hoop. You struggled at the beginning of the season. And he talked about that. But then you just caught fire. What was that? What was that mentality like? We kind of talked in the season about what we needed to do. But like, let's let the audience know a little bit, like, what went into that mentally? Like, you know what? I got to turn it up or we're not going to win.
I mean, yeah, basically that, just knowing that we needed another guy to help, like, whether it was scoring or playmaking or defender, like we just needed another guy to step up. And I think just after that conversation where he was like, basically like, I'm gonna let you like, just play your game and don't worry about nothing else. I felt like I really took that conversation to heart, and I started to play like more free, and like that kind of just helped me towards the end of the season, just play like how I knew I could. So, like that conversation just helped a lot.
Well, to wrap it up, you know, we talked about the past and how Penn State basketball went to the NCAA tournament last year, and we had a great run. I don't know if you've seen any of the guys – this year, any of the games this year, but Kanye Clary is playing his ass off. He's doing his thing. And people are like, oh, wow, we didn't know Kanye could play like this. For the people who were in practice last year,
Kanye gets buckets.
We knew Kanye gets buckets.
That just goes to show how actually talented we were. Like, Kanye gets buckets. Like, there's no, like, he's the same player. Like, he really is. Like, but, I mean, I felt like he learned from us a little bit. I mean, obviously, he waited his turn. He learned from us. He was only a freshman. And he just kind of just watched how we approached every day. And I felt like that was a big thing for, like, the seniors. Like, we just tried to approach every day the same way, like, have the same work ethic. Like, and I felt like, I mean, we all knew he was going to be good. So it's not like nothing crazy to it. Like,
never a secret.
We knew. Yeah, like Kanye's a good player. So, like, I mean, that's never a secret.
So I've been watching Penn State basketball this year, bro. And they play so much differently than we did last year. It was almost foreign to me. But the way that they get up and down, they get in the passing lanes, they're forcing people into turnovers after turnovers after turnovers. Like, I've never seen a team force turnovers the way that they have. Like, they are playing defense at an elite level, especially on their home floor. How would you I'm sorry. They're going to edit this out. Hold on. Let me wait. Especially on their home floor, what do you think the ceiling is for a Penn State basketball team? Like, maybe a year, this year? Like, what do you think that Penn State basketball can accomplish playing the way that they're playing with the talent that they have and they're going to continue to keep getting playing this style?
I mean, the style is different. Like, it's different from what you see, what you usually see in the Big Ten, I feel like. I mean, I feel like that's what Penn State is, though. It's a different style. We play different than every other Big Ten team played. They play different than every Big Ten team plays. So just that difference in style, I mean, it can get you wins. Like, they do a great job at what they're good at, and they're just going to keep getting better as the years go on.
Cam, thank you so much for hopping on. I wish you great luck the rest of the season. Tell Coach Fish I said, what's up? I need some gear in the mail. I've been waiting on it. Black, though. I don't do red. Don't send me no red stuff. All right. I appreciate you for hopping on. Thank you guys for listening. This is the Heat Check with Miles Dredd. See you guys next week.
I appreciate you having me.
What's up, everybody? Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Heat Check. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so we can continue to have big-time guests and create great content for you guys. And if you haven't yet, check us out on social media in the links below. Really appreciate you guys' support. We'll see you next week.